I've been excited, and I mean excited, to record this podcast. But first, let me intro. Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving, immaculate, and amazing host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the continued support. I encourage and I plead that you share this podcast and let other people know that you actually listen to it. It's important to podcasts. It's how we get it going. It's how we maintain let me not say that because I'm a podcast until the day I'm dead because I like talking. But please share, please comment, please like the podcast. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. And I never, ever take it advantage or take for granted for anyone that ever does that. And if you don't and you just listen, hey, man, I don't care. Thank you. The moral of the story is thank you, the listener. Algorithms, content creation, and reality. Where are we? Ask yourself, where are you? Are you in the algorithm world, in reality, or in the content creation that's fueling reality? And what I mean by that is Tulum, Mexico. And quite frankly, again, most of those type of places. Do people actually like going there? Or are they only going there because the algorithm makes them think everyone's going there? Greece, on my Instagram feed, suddenly became like, Greece was like a wing stop. Everybody was in Greece. Everybody's not in Greece. The algorithm makes you believe everyone's in Greece. The algorithm tells you that your life is boring. The algorithm tells you that them big booty girls with perfect nails and feet and hair and perfect clothes is everybody. That's not everybody. So what happens is you go home and look at your man, you look at your wife, you look at your husband, you look at your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever it is, dog, kitchen, or cat, whatever it is, and you go, man, he's got on pajamas. He don't have on the silk Louis Vuitton scarf pajamas. And no matter what people say, that absolutely is messing up our lives. The algorithm, it knows us better than we know us. We live our life. When I go home and I talk to my wife, she doesn't know what I viewed all day. She doesn't know my mood. She doesn't know what videos I searched. She doesn't know, you know what I mean? She doesn't know everything that I'm possibly doing. The algorithm literally knows everything we're doing. Think about if someone knew everything from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, what you're doing. It knows what you're doing. It knows what you like. It knows what you dislike. All I get on my IG feed is motivation, basketball, health, and fitness. And the occasional yada da mean. But I don't, but my point behind that is they think they know me. This is what he likes. He looked at, and that's the problem. If you look at it once, hey, I'm looking at, and sometimes I unfollow things. Like for instance, I looked at this page. I was looking at hummingbirds, and I just kept getting nothing but hummingbird content. And that is my next point. Most people are not going to Mexico because they just love the culture, and they love the beach, and they love the sand, and they love the food and the cuisine. Same thing, but you get my point. They just love the architecture. They're going because everyone else is going. Everyone else is only going because the algorithm is telling them to go. Everyone only likes Telfair now. Oh my God, Telfair. Y'all don't really like those purses with a T, man. Stop it. Hey, have y'all ever thought, who cares if Beyonce likes it? That doesn't mean you have to like it. Those Balenciaga sneakers that everyone likes, those are ugly. I'm not saying you can't like them, but you're not going to act like those are Air Force Ones. You know what I mean? Those aren't Jordan Ones. Those are not normal shoes, so to speak, bro. So my point behind that is everyone does not have Balenciaga sneakers. But you would think that everybody has them based on your algorithm. If you're into teaching, you're going to see nothing but education. But what if you don't want to just watch education? And what if one time at my day, I want to look up video games? I don't want 99 million pieces of content on video games. But that's what they're showing you. If you're one of those people that are partaking in the massive amounts of naked women and men on any social media platform, that's all you're going to see. That's all you're going to get. True story. I literally deleted my Twitter because all I saw was porn. Because Twitter was going through this thing where, like, if people liked it, you saw it. That's all I was seeing. And that's when I realized how nasty some of y'all are. And let me not say nasty, because we all got our... Listen, man, you know, come on. We all get down when we need to get down. But the point I'm making is this. Are you living your life? Are you living in reality? Or are you living in... Or is content fueling your quote-unquote reality? I need content daily. So what do? Hey, I'm going to go to GameStop and kick over the shoes and run. So you didn't... That's not your reality. Your need for content created your reality. So your need for content is creating your reality, but what's creating the content that you want to do and what you think you want to do is the algorithm. Algorithm shows you content. You then like content. Then you try to create content. To create that content, you have to put yourself in position to create content. And we all are doing it. And I'm caught in this crossfire, but listen, I'm the grind is ugly till I die. I'm getting it tatted on me for sure. I'm TGIUKA. I believe that. It's in my DNA. And I want that message to get out there. I do. But let's call it what it is. Sometimes the cornballs water down the whole market. Some people literally steal what you're doing. Hey, listen. It's absolutely my own issue to have gained the amount of weight I've gained. There's no way around it. I obviously look a lot better now. But my point behind that is, if you had a six-pack, and you went and worked out for 1 week and now have a six pack and a half. Come on, bro. Don't steal the grind, bro. Don't steal the grind. It's not the same grind. And I have to say that. It's not the same grind. It's not the same grind. And there's nothing. And again, I'm not knocking it. What I'm saying is people will hijack the grind and the message because they have an easier way to get out that said message. There's popular people, and then there's people that no one will admit that they like. I fall into the world of, man, we probably watch this stuff every day, but, man, you know, what benefit do I have sharing it? You know what I mean? Like, that is a real thing, and it's not just me. It's a lot of people. And no, you don't have to like and comment on what everybody's doing every day. No one is that self-centered and that ignorant to say that. But what I'm saying is, ask yourself, if you look at your sister-in-law or brother-in-law or your homie or your homegirl and you love the way she makes pies, why won't you ever comment and say you like the way she makes pies? Why won't you order a pie? What is that? Hey, you inspire me every day, but I'm never going to tell you. Ask yourself why. I make it a point that if you have ever inspired me, I say it often. I probably annoy people with how much I tell them, but I do it because no one does it. Hey, if you want to make someone's day, tell them good job. We aren't getting enough good jobs. Hey, thank you. You are dope. We are looking at a bunch of dope people and no one's telling anyone they're dope. So everyone thinks what they're doing means nothing. That's not okay. A lot of dreams, yeah, you should always keep going. Everybody's not going to keep going. Everyone doesn't have that mental fortitude. Everyone doesn't. So everyone's not going to keep going if they don't hear sometimes, hey, bruh, hey, I saw that double chin. By the way, I'm not one of these people. If you think I look better, tell me. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be sad or mad. Let me know I'm doing good. That's me. If you think the food, the steak I'm about to go home and make is dope, tell me it looks good. I want a community, man. We got to get out from the too cool for school competition local phase. We're not in competition. Good God. Let's spread love because people's dreams are dying because no one will water them. And I know we like to think that, you know, no, bruh. You need your dreams watered. You need the seed watered. You need it watered. And sometimes you can't water it yourself. I know that sounds, no, yeah, you can. You can do it. Bruh, Sometimes you need someone else to see the vision. You don't need many people, but you need someone else. My partner Bank says, you just need one. And I stand by that. One, you just be the one. Hey, be the one for somebody. That is my message in this podcast. You be the one for somebody. Be the one for somebody. That's the title of this podcast. Be the one for somebody. You be the one that gave them that water. If you see that they're wilting, pour a little water on it. Don't just go, man, you got to persevere. No. Pour a little water on them. Buy them a Subway sandwich. Man, at my job, I'll every now and then just bring donuts or get everybody coffee. Or, you know, it's this thing. One of my former boss, Cindy Swindle, beautiful woman, taught me the game. She one day looked at us and was like, she always used to bring things to work and we would never bring nothing. I'm just keeping it 100. We wouldn't. She would. You know, we thinking, oh, you're the boss. And one day she said in a staff meeting, hey, man, don't just take. Give sometimes. And I probably heard that a million times. But this one time I said, you know what? You're right, bro. All I'm doing is taking. Oh, she brought cheese today. And I'm just taking. I'm in line. Get out of line. Provide. Stop always being in line. Get out of line. And that goes across the board. Don't go to Mexico if you don't really want to go. Go to Utah. Go to Wisconsin. Go down the street to the local meat market. Do something you actually want to do, not what the algorithm thought made you think you want to do. Don't do it because you need content. And don't allow your reality to be driven by the content. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble and beautiful and gracious host, Kyle Allen.